Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning, and we are going to light up your backyard. Welcome back. We are live down at the Dark Horse Brewing Company in Marshall, Michigan, kicking off the spring smoke-off. If you've got nothing to do on a Saturday morning, afternoon, you need to get down here. There's 50 teams out here going to compete in a barbecue contest. There's an excellent brewery here. There's a store. There's a lot going on down here. I'm Jop Shasta from the Old World Olive Press is with us, and my partner, Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and welcome back to the Grilling Guys. All you grilling nation out there, it's the spring smoke-off at the Dark Horse, and the place is smelling so good outside, Jop. You just look at that haze. It's like smoke on the water right now. And you walk out there, if your taste buds aren't sparkling, then the sparkling wine that David Braganini brought down might get him woken up here. How do you like that? A little tie over. But we've got David Braganini with us from St. Julian's, and it's great to have him here. And it's just a total barbecue festival, wine, beer, good ribs. Shasta and I are going to be doing a little judging later on. We're going to be picking the big winner out there. We've got professional crews and we've got amateur hour up there. So,
speaking of the amateur hour. Bob, I got to share with everybody what I'm looking at here right out the window. There's actually a smoker over there built out of a cardboard box, and they're using an electric element in the bottom of it, kind of like a little hot plate. And they've got one of them going for the heat, and the other one going, they've got a little iron skillet on there making smoke. I'm not lying, it's made out of like a dishwasher box. They put in two racks up there. They said they took second place with that smoker last year in the amateur division.
Oh, look, it's catching on fire right
now. Yeah, but it's not.
Boom.
Yeah, they've lined it with tin foil, and it's a pretty amazing thing. Where I'm going is that you can use almost any piece of equipment to smoke meat if you wanted to. They're actually doing a raffle down here, raising a little money for one of the local charities. And the prize for the raffle is what they called a UBS, which translates to Ugly Barrel Smoker. Made one out of a 55-gallon barrel, and they're going to be raffling it off. And I tell you what,
happens all the time.
That's right. It's something you might want in your backyard because, you know, while we do profess to promote really good quality equipment, but some of that stuff is maybe too pricey, there's a lot of different ways that you can put smoke on meat.
That's right. And let's talk a little bit about this sparkling wine that you brought down. What do you have, David?
This is Sweet Nancy. Our winemaker has been with us. This will be her 11th harvest. Her name is Nancy. She's sweet.
That's great.
This is Traminette, which is a Gewurztraminer hybrid that was developed at Cornell about 15 years ago. And this wine is sweet,
Ivy League wine.
Sweet and bubbly and full of personality, just like our Nancy.
Yeah.
I love Traminettes. I was introduced to Gewurz about 30 years ago in Hawaii by someone from France, and I fell in love with Gewurz instantly. It's for especially for new people that are new to wine, which I was then. I was in the Air Force, and you know, just a beer drinking boy. I didn't really care for a lot of the wines, but a Gewurz just comes on. It's almost like it's almost like drinking a soda, and this. I'm going to try this.
Ooh, it does have a spicy nose on it, doesn't it?
Spicy. It's on the sweeter side, it's like an Asti Spumante.
Oh, it's way better than Asti.
A resurgence. Everybody's selling sweet wines now, and it's kind of a Midwestern flavor, but they're coming from both coasts and from Europe.
So this isn't necessarily a dessert wine. I'm seeing New Year's Eve going on here, party wine, that kind of thing. Right, yeah.
Breakfast.
Be good on the beach.
Could be good any time.
So how long has this been out?
We are introducing this week. We released this. We bottled this Tuesday.
That's going to be a home run, man.
Yeah.
That is
vintage Tuesday.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Nancy's in Detroit right now signing bottles at one of the Costco stores and at Hiller's.
Makes you want to work for them, doesn't it?
Sweet.
Can you imagine if we came up with a barbecue Bob wine? What would that be?
No, that doesn't even sound good. I'm sorry, but thank you so much.
You're
I love
welcome.
You, Sean.
I'd be a little red in the neck, I'm pretty sure.
It'd be an emperor red neck. All right, so, St. Julian's surprising us again, and I'm looking at a bottle that I don't know if I can say on the air, but it's called cock of the walk.
You just did.
It's a rooster.
Right.
Oops. It's a rooster.
Yeah.
So tell us about that. That looks like a blend, maybe.
It is a blend of every red wine we make except Pinot Noir. For years, the conventional wisdom is that nobody in Michigan can make a decent table wine out of red grapes. And this is to prove them wrong. This is the cock of the walk of Michigan red table wines. It's a $10 bottle of wine. There's no woodenness. It's all brilliant, fresh, fruit forward. It's all wine from 2011. Great color, but not much tannin. Real. Go ahead and open it up.
If you didn't hear that glass at the table, that was Bob saying, "Fill me up."
Yeah, love blended
in front of me. Bob, I'm on the radio right now.
Blended
your wine for you.
Give me a break. I mean, a great illustration on the front. Great looking rooster. And here's the cool thing about St. Julian's. They make wines everybody can afford. I mean, good wines. You don't have to buy the cheap junk imports or the bottom of the barrel stuff shipped in from California. You make great wines. I'm not here to blow smoke. Actually, I am.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
we make some smoke. We don't want to blow so much of it, but we'll make some on
the
grill.
That's the cool thing. That's what makes St. Julian's this huge legend in the state and around the nation, is that they put Michigan on the map. You've seeded the ground for all these other vintners who've popped up in the last 20, 30 years. I'm not saying they're riding on your coattails, but you did break a trail for them.
We're 91 years old. The fascinating thing about it is that everybody that goes into the business is out to make the best wine they can. Nobody's out to be mediocre. Everybody's
sure.
going to show everybody else how they make wine the best way. So everybody's always raising the bar, and it's a full-time job. Keeping up with the bar.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System, and we're speaking with Dave Braganini from St. Julian Winery. And, Dave, I got a question for you. All three of these wines have a screw top on them.
Yes.
The days of screw top equaling cheap wine are gone.
They're done. It's a much better seal. We've been doing this for 10 years. We weren't one of the first, but when they started coming over from New Zealand and Australia, all the snobs quit turning up their nose. If the wine's going to be consumed within 5 years, it's a much better seal. And most wines are consumed within 24 hours of being purchased, like 98% of the wines.
That's right.
This one's consumed in 10 minutes.
The technology, it's a different screw cap than 30 years ago.
Right.
It's impervious to oxygen. We put a drop of liquid nitrogen in and purge all the oxygen out and then seal it. And it's preserved.
It's not your daddy's Boone Farm,
okay,
right? I mean, the screw top wine is the future of the industry.
Yes.
When
you get above $20 a bottle, people still accept it for it. And people my age still expect corks, but younger people have no problem with this, and it's a much better.
Okay, and this cock of the walk, hats off. Three tastes here. This is wonderful. That's a beautiful red wine. It's balanced. I love blends. That's great. Thanks so much for joining us, David Braganini, St. Julian's Winery. It's the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are live at the Dark Horse Brewery. It's the Spring Smoke Off. Come on down and join us.
Yeah, we're going to jet back to Lowell in our next segment and talk to our friend from the Flat River Grill, Colin Jacobs, and he's going to break down a couple grilled recipes that he serves there at the restaurant, and we're going to talk a little bit about a beer tasting party, actually a couple of them that are going on in West Michigan. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.